Lesson 14, Ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. Exodus chapters 15 through 20 and chapters 32 through 34. Study the following scriptures. A. Exodus chapter 15 verses 22 through 27, chapter 16 verses 1 through 31, and Exodus chapter 17 verses 1 through 7. The children of Israel murmur because they are thirsty and hungry. The Lord provides water, manna, and quail. B. Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 13, and chapter 18, verses 13 through 26. Amalek attacks Israel. Israel prevails while Moses holds up his hands. But Amalek prevails when Moses tires and lowers his hands. Aaron and Hur hold up Moses' hands, and Israel wins the battle. Chapter 17, verses 8 through 13. Moses appoints judges delegating authority to them. Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 26. C. Exodus chapters 19 through 20. The Lord meets with Moses on Mount Sinai and gives Israel the Ten Commandments. D. Exodus chapters 32 through 34. Moses receives stone tablets containing instructions from the Lord, but breaks the tablets when he sees the people worshiping a golden calf. Chapter 31, verse 18, and chapter 32, verses 1 through 24. The Lord takes the ordinances of the Melchizedek priesthood from Israel and gives them a lesser law, the law of Moses. Joseph Smith Translation, Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 through 2. Moses hews new tablets of stone, but the new tablets do not include the words of the everlasting covenant of the holy priesthood. Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 through 5. Joseph Smith Translation, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 2. The people covenant to obey the law of Moses. Chapter 34, verses 10 through 35. How is manna a representation of Christ? See John chapter 6, verse 35. How does Christ's living bread differ from manna? See John chapter 6, verses 48 through 51. How can we daily partake of Christ's living bread? What did the Lord promise the children of Israel if they would be obedient? See Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 through 6. How do these promises apply to us today? Why did the Lord give the children of Israel the law of Moses? See Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 29. Alma chapter 25, verses 15 through 16. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 19 through 27. How would this law help make Israel holy and bring them to Christ? See Mosiah chapter 13, verse 30, Alma chapter 34, verses 14 through 15. When was the law of Moses fulfilled? See 3 Nephi chapter 15, verses 4 through 10. Now that the Lord no longer requires animal sacrifices, which were an important part of the law of Moses, what sacrifice does he ask us to make? See 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 19 through 22. What does it mean to offer a broken heart and a contrite spirit? Additional reading, Psalm 78, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 19 through 27. End of lesson 14, Ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me.